Appreciate everything Ben said. He's just been already been good to be in the house of God. And got your Bibles? I'm going to be a turning in the book of St. John this morning. Amen. 14th chapter. Very familiar scripture. This is just what the Lord has stuck to my heart this morning. Amen. And I told them down there when I went down to Louisiana that time, and they seen us coming in, went on a mission trip down there to help some of the flood victims with the some of the other pastors and stuff a few years back. And they seen us coming into McDonald's down there. And they say, of course, I had my Tennessee hat on. I like wearing it and everything. They had Louisiana stuff on. They seen me, and a big old fellow back there had a big old mustache come down. White-headed, some of them old men. It was a gathering place for them. And he throwed his hand up at me. And I thought, well, I got to get back there and see them folks. And went back there and got talking to them. And they said, where you from? I said, well, I'm from Tennessee. He said, well, what are you doing down here? I said, well, they said you just need a little help. And I said, and they sent as little as he had. Anyway, we'd become good friends. And every morning we'd go in there, then bring somebody in there to meet us. And they said, Rob, they found out my last name was Miller. And they said, you know how to say that in French? I said, no, I don't. And he said, you call it Millar. I said, well, I like Miller better. Amen. But anyways, they brought a guy that was a Miller guy in there, and I got to be real good friends with them folks. And somehow God worked. We was in Eunice down there, working for a lady there, and Miss Murray. And I was talking to another guy in another town, and his name was T.J. LaBeouf. And anyways, the last day was down there, he realized we was helping her out, and that was his first cousin, and she lived in another town. He said, you know, I didn't know that's whose house that you were working on, but I thought it's just a little small thing that we did, a bunch of big flooding area down there, but it's just a little small thing that we did. Brother Rick, I realized, you know, that work is still carried on because the Lord let me see right there, you know, even though it might have been a small thing, I mean, you might make just a little bit of a dent, but you can see God's hand at work and what God can do with things. And the Lord showed us, I'm in this thing, amen, and felt the connection there. And it's all about spreading the gospel, amen, spreading the good news. And amen. Let folks know that Jesus is still alive this morning. How many know Jesus is alive this morning?
Amen. That's right.
Amen. He said, I'm not a God of the dead, but I'm a God of the living this morning. Amen. And I'm glad, amen, I'm glad he's a God of the living. I'm glad everything's going to be all right, don't you? Amen. I'm glad everything's going to be all right. Them that are in Christ, amen, are okay this morning. Amen. And I want to read this morning. I appreciate the kids singing that song, Jesus Loves Me. You know, a lot of times we don't think Jesus loves us, and a lot of folks will think that Jesus don't care about them, and a lot of folks think, well, the Lord Jesus has forgot about us. Amen, but God is not forgotten this morning. Amen, God is, amen, the God on the mountain is still God in the valley. Amen?
Amen.
I mean, He's still God, no matter where we're at, God is still God this morning. But Phil let the lady read this morning, and amen. May read some more here just in a moment. But very familiar scripture. He said, let not your hearts be troubled. You believe in God, believe also in me. In my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. He said, I go prepare a place for you. And if I go prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you unto myself, that where I am, there you may be also. And he said, and whither I go, you know, and the way you know. Thomas said unto him, Lord, we know not whither thou goest, and how can we know the way? But Jesus said unto him, he said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. Amen. That's as much as we're going to read, but I want to look at that last verse, and I've quoted that many times. You hear me say it all the time. Amen. But he said this morning there in the last verse, he said, but he said unto him, that Thomas asked a question, the Lord said, How do we know? We don't know where you're going. We don't know the way. How can we know these things? Amen. But to know the Lord, amen, to know the Lord Jesus is to know the ways of life this morning. Amen.
Amen.
To know the Lord Jesus, amen, the Bible says, amen, said, I is to know the way, amen, and to know the Lord is to know the truth this morning. To know the Lord, amen, is to know all these things. I'm glad I know Him. Amen.
Amen.
You know, it ain't about what I know, but it's about who I know.
Amen.
It ain't about what you know, but it's about who you know this morning. I'm glad, amen, this morning that I know Him. This morning, the Bible says that, amen, the disciples one time, they took them in there, and after the Lord was done crucified and risen the third day, and the disciples began to preach the gospel, and the apostles did, and amen, they began to spread the good news. They began to tell people, amen, about the Lord this morning, and amen, and they had whipped them, and they had beat them, and amen, and they had brought them before the courts, and all this because that they taught in the name of the Lord this morning, and they said this morning, said, you know, amen, they said they brought them in, and amen, began to talk to them about a man that was healed, and amen, and they said this morning, said, you know, said, they knew this morning that they were ignorant and unlearned men, but they took knowledge that they had been with Jesus this morning. You know, amen, I tell you this morning, it ain't about how far we might get in our education. It might not be as far, amen, as what we might get, amen, the things that we have down here, but it's about what we know, amen, and who we know in the Lord Jesus Christ this morning. That's what's going to make the difference this morning. Amen, is who we know, amen, in the Lord. Amen, to know these things, amen, means everything this morning. You know what folks need to know? Amen, the Lord Jesus this morning. I was talking to my son-in-law. I had to wait up there and, amen, and give him and Rebecca a staff. She's going to teach about Pharaoh this morning. So Dad said, I'd like to have that staff. Said, it really makes it good about teaching the kids. Amen, when they can sort of see things. And I thought, well, that's a good idea no matter how big we might get. Amen. And she said, I'd like to see that staff. I said, well, I'll bring it to you. And I brought it to her this morning and dropped it off up there to her at Monterey. And Tyson said, Ronald, what are you preaching on? I said, well, I've got a message the Lord been thinking, dealing with me about. And, hey, man, a thought upon my heart. I said, ain't nothing really burning. I said, but I've got a thought on my heart. He said, well, hey, man, I said, why don't you talk about some of the things that you mentioned about Grandma yesterday. We all went out and eat yesterday and had a good time for a memorial thing and thinking about this sort of celebrating. I tell you, we ought to celebrate the day that we have, the things that the holidays we have, and amen, in memory of those of our fallen soldiers this morning, and thank God for them. And amen, he said, you know, I said, well, what are you talking about? And because he said, about the Great Commission. I said, we was talking about that. I said, well, amen, I said, you're awful right there. Folks need to know, amen, that Jesus is still the way this morning. Amen. Jesus is still the light of the world. Jesus is the, amen, the true giver of freedom this morning. Folks, we enjoy the freedom we have, but it wouldn't be nothing without the freedom of God this morning.
Amen.
I mean, we're living in a country, a lot of folks are bound by a lot of things. Amen. But Jesus said this morning, said, if I set you free, you're free indeed. Amen.
Yeah.
Folks need to hear, amen, the Great Commission. Amen. They need to know that Jesus is the way. Amen. And He's the truth and He's the life this morning. Folks, a lot of folks think today that they can do, amen, without God. Amen. I mean, they can do without the Lord Jesus Christ. But you know, we can't do without Him. I can do without a lot of things. Amen. You can do without a lot of things this morning. Amen. But you know, Job said, I esteem the word of the Lord more than my necessary bread. I mean, it's more important to me, amen, to have the things of God in my life. Amen, than my own food that I eat this morning. He said the things of God are more important this morning. Amen. Boy, that's a lot of faith this morning, ain't it? Amen. That's a lot of faith this morning. Amen, to say that the word of God, amen, is most important in our life. And it is. amen, most important, amen, in our life, because he is the way and the truth and the life this morning. Amen. And I, you know, we think about our country and the country we live in and our founding fathers and how that they prayed and how they sought the Lord. Amen. There's never been a country like America. Amen. I tell you, there's never been a country, amen, like this country. You know, God's going to prepare a country, amen, for us this morning. But boy, that's a heavenly country. And I'm looking forward to being in that country. But I'm glad to be in this country this morning, ain't you?
Amen.
Amen. I've told them, you've heard me say, I'm glad, amen, I'm glad to be an American this morning. A lot of folks this day and time, amen, seem to, America had a bad beginning. Boy, the devil put a lot of bad thoughts in people's minds. And, amen, springing up bitterness in their lives this morning. Amen, but I'll tell you, I'd rather be in this country as any other country I know of. Amen, I'd rather be right here in Tennessee, amen, than any place that I know of this morning. Amen, I'd rather be right here in Tennessee, right here in Oakland County, amen, as any place I know of. And like my Uncle Jesse said, Robert, we live in the best place in the whole world. And I said, I agree. Amen. I wouldn't want to live nowhere else. I thank God this morning. Amen. For setting us free this morning. Amen. Our liberties come from the Lord. Somebody say amen.
Right.
Amen.
That's right.
Our liberties come from the Lord. Amen. You know, the things we liberties that we have right here in America this morning, they just didn't happen. Amen. It was given by God. Amen. And we enjoy them because of the Lord. Amen. He is the one who gives the life this morning. Amen.
Amen.
He's the one who makes the way. He's the one who, you know, they talk about, we read about in history, and, you know, let's go over to Miss Krantz, and, hey, man, she taught us a lot in history. Donna probably remembers it. A lot of folks didn't like history, but I love it. Amen. She taught us about, hey, man, history, and I remember just as well as anything. Amen. Teaching us about how that George Washington rode, and boy, they'd try to shoot him. They called him the Ghost Rider. Amen. Because this morning they'd try to shoot him down. Amen. They couldn't ever hit him. None of those bullets. Amen. Never. They had holes in his coat, holes in his hat. Amen. And all these things. And amen. They might have had a horse shot down at the money. I'm not for sure, but. Amen, brother, I'll tell you, when God's on your side, amen, that's all you need this morning, amen.
Amen.
When God's on your side, that's all you need this morning. Praise the Lord. He is the way, amen, the truth and the life this morning, amen. And I tell you, amen, America had a good founding, and I guess I'll mention just a little bit about it, amen. But, you know, it had a good founding, and I believe one of the biggest reasons, I believe, amen, from what I've studied, amen, and what I read, amen, that America had its founding, amen, that it may be, amen, because of the Great Commission, amen, of the spread of the gospel. There's no one that sends more missionaries out than Americans are, amen. That I mean the people right here in America, people that's got a heart, amen, for the Lord to spread the gospel, amen, to let folks know about the good news. Amen. And if God called me to foreign mission fields, that's where I'd be at. But he's not called me there. Amen. He's called me, amen, right here. Amen. He's called me right here among in Oakland County. And amen. And my work is important. Amen. Now listen to me. Amen. My work, Brother Eric, is just as important. Amen. As Big Frank was.
Yeah. Amen.
Amen. My work was just as important. Amen, as Jerry Falwell's was. And your work is as important as what theirs is this morning. Amen. Mine and your work is just as important this morning. It might be on a smaller scale, but it's just as important. It's just as needful.
Yes.
And we'll stand before the Lord, amen, for the place where we're at and what we do, and amen, and how we do this morning. Amen. But our work is important for the Lord. Amen. And it's just as important this morning. Amen. Because God needs people everywhere. God needs the gospel preached everywhere. Amen. They need to see it. Amen. In me and you. And you know, we see troubles around us and troubles, Amen. All around, and boy, I'll tell you, they're around this morning, and amen. And you know, we're talking about the trials of the Cranch family is going through, and amen, and all this, and boy, I'll tell you, amen. There's help needed to be all around this morning. But the Lord said, "Don't let your heart be troubled." Amen. Believe in God. Believe also in me this morning. Boy, I'll tell you this morning, we all need to hear the preaching. Amen. Of God's word, and they need to see it in us this morning. Boy, I failed to measure up a lot of time. Amen. But you know what? This morning, I'm a striving for it today.
Amen.
I'm reaching for it this morning. Amen. I'm reaching for it today. Amen. Because he said this morning, amen, that I am the way, the truth, amen, and the life this morning. Amen. But I'm glad for the country which I live. Amen. I'm glad for the place where I live. And I wouldn't trade it for another this morning. Amen. I brought a little clay that went down there to Florida last week. Amen. And boy, you know grass is always greener on the other side.
Yeah.
Amen. I mean, it's always greener on the other side. Everybody live in this country, boy, wish they'd live in another country.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody live in this state, wish they'd live in another state. I mean, everybody wish that the grass is always greener on the other side. It's always greener. Seems like on the other side until you get over there.
Yeah.
Amen. Like one preacher said, you know, grass, you know where the grass is always greener in? Over a septic tank. Amen. That's where it's greenest at, over on a septic tank. Amen. Boy, it always seems to be greener on the other side, though.
Yeah.
Amen. That little boy, Roger and Janet, little clay at Joel's little boy that they keep. And amen. And he went down there with Katie and Drew down there to Florida last week. And boys, happy to get down there. Couldn't wait to get down there. Never been. Amen. Got down there and got to playing. And boy, he thought, boy, I'm ready to move. He said, I'd like to move down here. Amen. I'm ready to move. He's just about 10 or 11 years old. I'm ready to move down here. I like it so good. Amen. I'm ready to move. And boy, after about 5 days been down there, amen, he got to miss his little old dog, Buck. Amen. He got to miss them big old homemade biscuits Janet made. And that chocolate gravy and that butter on top. And boy, amen. And I mean all that stuff to be around his lot of his family that loves him up there and put hugs around him and all that. Amen. You know, he said, I'm ready to come home. Amen. I wanted to go home. Said, I've seen enough in Florida this morning. Amen. I'll tell you this morning, folks, I'll tell you, home looks awful good to us sometimes to get out away from home this morning. Amen. It looks awful good sometimes. Amen. He got down there. I asked him yesterday. I said, Clay, I said, did you have a good time down there? He said, yeah, I had a good time. He said, but I'd rather be in Tennessee this morning. Amen. Praise the Lord. Ain't no place like home this morning. Amen. I'm glad Jesus is going to prepare us a big home this morning. Ain't you? Praise the Lord this morning. He said, let not your heart be troubled. Amen. You believe in God, believe also in me. Praise the Lord. In my Father's house are many mansions. Amen. I'm glad this morning for the Great Commission. I'm glad somebody told me, amen, about Jesus this morning. Amen. I've got some more scripture I want to read. Amen. Very familiar in Isaiah chapter 53 this morning. Very familiar. And I know I'm coming out of some familiar scripture to you. Amen. And stuff that I've mentioned before. Amen. But folks need to hear about the Lord. Folks need to believe on the Lord. Amen. Not just hearing, but to believe. They need to see us believing on Him. Amen. I want to be one of those that, amen, that I mean that folks can look at and say, you know, he believes on the Lord. He's leaning on the Lord. He's trusting, amen, in the Lord this morning. Amen. I tell you, I fail a lot of times. Trust God. You ever fail to trust God? Amen. We fail to trust Him sometimes. Amen. We fail to trust Him sometimes. But He said this morning, amen, in preaching, the Bible says that Paul said Isaiah was very bold in what he said right here. He said in Isaiah 53, verse 1, he said, who hath believed our report? And to whom is the arm of the Lord revealed? Amen. Who has believed our report? Amen. Who has believed the preaching of God's word? Amen. And who, he said, and to whom is the arm of the Lord revealed. Amen. Who has it been revealed to? I mean, who knows? Who has seen this morning?
Yeah.
He said, for he shall grow up, talking about Jesus this morning, said, for he shall grow up, amen, before him as a tender plant, and as a root out of dry ground. He hath no form or comeliness, and when they see him, there is no beauty that we should desire him this morning. I want to look this morning at that just for a moment. Amen. The Bible says he shall grow up before him as a tender plant and as a root out of dry ground. Something that just shouldn't be there. Something that just shouldn't really appear. Amen. A dry, dusty place. Amen. But there's a root that grows up. There's a plant there. There's a thing that should be there. You know, things that don't seem like it ought to be. Amen. Folks don't hardly see sometimes. Folks don't hardly see sometimes how Christ, amen, can work in their lives this morning. It just don't seem natural. It just don't seem possible. It just don't seem logical. Amen. How knowing the Lord, how trusting the Lord, and how walking after the truth of God, how those things can really work, amen, in mine and your life. It just don't seem fitting this morning. Amen, but I'm glad to know this morning the things of God does work this morning. Amen. I mean, they work this morning. Amen. He said it be as a root out of dry ground. Amen. He hath no form of comeliness, and said there, when we see him, there's no beauty that we should desire him. There's nothing really appealing to the eye that we should desire the Lord. But there's something in the heart. Amen. The lives of every man, woman, boy, and girl. Amen, that only the Lord can be it. Only the Lord can fill. Ain't nothing else can take its place. Amen, only Jesus can fill that void this morning. Amen. There's a void that we have. Amen. That only the Lord can fill. Only the Lord can, amen, can replace this morning. He said he is despised and rejected of men. A man of sorrows. A man acquainted with grief. And we hid, as it were, our faces from him, and he was despised, and we esteemed him not. Surely he hath borne our griefs and carried our sorrows, yet we did esteem him stricken, smitten of God, and afflicted. But he said, but he was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities, and the chastisement of our peace was upon him, and with his stripes we are healed this morning. Amen. All them things the Lord did, amen, for me and you this morning. I mean, when we was without the knowledge of the Lord, amen, didn't think nothing upon the Lord, didn't realize we needed the Lord, amen. Mm-hmm. Folks don't realize this day and time how bad they need the Lord. They don't realize how important the things of God is in our life. They don't realize how important the Bible is, the church is, the prayer is, amen, in our life this morning. I'm going to tell you, amen, it don't take much this day and time, amen, for folks just to just fall right out, amen, of the things of the Lord, amen. That will be the dearest thing, and I mean the things that we hold on the closest and tightest to is the things of God this morning, amen. I mean without Jesus this morning, amen, Jesus is the life. Amen. He's the truth. You know why they can't find no truth this day and time while they're looking around? Everything seems to be all right. Everything's offensive this day and time. Everyone gets offended. Everything is being said and done. Amen. This day and time. Because they've got away from the truth of God's word. Amen. This is the truth this morning. Amen. This is the truth this morning. The word of God. Amen. Is the truth this morning. And if folks get away from that, amen. They're looking for everything for truth. Amen. Pilate asked the Lord, and the Lord said he was truth. He said, well, what is truth? Amen. Pilate asked the question, what is truth? Amen. Jesus is the truth. Amen. The Holy Scriptures is the truth this morning. I'm glad it's been proven. You know this word here? And I know I've come from all over, amen, this morning, but this word here has been tried and proven. Amen. Here's something we can count on. Here's something we can bank on this morning. Here's something we can live by, and here's something we can die by this morning. Amen. The folks need to see the truth. Amen. They need to see that Jesus is the way. Amen. You know, we think they have no need of the Lord. Amen. What place is there that, amen, that God has a place in my life and in this life? Amen. Folks, I tell you, He has a place in our lives this morning. Praise the Lord. He has a place this morning, amen, that only He can fill this morning. Amen. And I'm glad this morning that I found that. Amen. Found it at an early age. Amen. The Lord is, amen, is our help today. How many knows the Lord's our help this morning?
Amen.
Amen. I mean, He's a present help, the Bible says, in a time of trouble. Amen. I mean, when troubles come, He said, let not your heart be troubled. Amen. You believe in God, believe also in me. Amen. I mean, when troubles come, boy, we can run to it. Amen. That's the first thing we'll do. Amen. I'm going to say that. I'm going to come to close here pretty quickly. Amen. But Herb Ramsey up there, Ronnie Phillips' father-in-law, mother-in-law, last week, and I'll tell you, it seemed like everything's happening. But they had a side-by-side, one of those Polaris Rangers. Amen. And she got it off and Herbert's weed eating and she's going to bring him something to drink and the wheel of that thing went off in the ditch right off the driveway, right off the concrete right there. And she tried to hit the brake, hit the gas, and jumped and flipped over and pinned her head right there against the ground. Just like that. Amen. Just like this past week. Amen. And Herbert, he couldn't get it up off of her. He got his foot stuck in under where she could breathe, but she's laying there. No way to get that big old thing off of her head. Amen. And they're Christian folks. He began to holler, trying to holler for help. With no one hearing him. With no one around. He sat there for 10 minutes, trying to hold it up off her head where she could just even breathe. Amen. It broke her nose. Amen. It split her head. Amen. I think they put eight stitches in there. But there's no one around. Amen. No one around. And I was talking to a fellow that called him K-Man. I went up there to hang him to work up there. And he'd come by and he's telling me what he just had happened. He said, I want to pray and help her get that up. He said, I got that off her head. He said, I was going to go a different way. He said, and I went on the wrong road. He said, and I laughed at myself. Why did I go on this road right here? Amen. Why did I go on this road? He said, I was laughing at myself since I got up there. He said, you know, the Lord sent me up there. I said, there ain't a doubt in my mind. Amen. And I called my Aunt Janice and him, and I told him, I said, about Herbert and Brenda, and about that being on her head, they had to take her to the hospital down there at Cookville. And Janice said, Robbie said Herbert will sit there for 10 to 15 minutes, had his foot underneath that bar there, trying to keep it off her head where she could breathe. He said he was hollering for help, and there's no one here. I said, but the Lord heard
him. Amen, that's right.
But the Lord heard him. That fellow said, I have no clue why I went the direction I did. He said, I liked it myself. Why did I go this way? I was planning on going down Vine Creek Road, and I come around the long way. He said, I made a mistake, but it wasn't a mistake. I'm going to tell you, we might seem sometimes to be alone, but boy, when you cry out to the Lord,
amen,
He's a present help in the times of trouble. Somebody say amen.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. I'm glad He's on our side, ain't you?
Amen.
I'm glad I love Him. I love Him. We love Him because He first loved us this morning.
Amen.
Appreciate the Lord this morning. Let's bow our heads. I'm going to close in prayer. Father, we thank You this morning for Your goodness. Thank You, Lord, for Your great love toward us this morning, Lord. And God, when we was unlovable, Lord, that You died for the ungodly. You died for us, Lord, when You said by Your stripes we was healed, Lord, and You was bruised for our iniquities, Lord. And all the things that we've suffered, God, You paid the price for us, and we thank You for these things, Lord. We just ask You this morning that, God, that You'd ever help us to shine as lights amongst the world, Lord. Help us, God, to spread the good news. Help us, Lord, to let others see, Lord, that You're the way, God, and You're the truth, and You're the life, Lord. You're present help in trouble this morning, God. And we'll thank You for these things. For it's in Jesus' name we pray. Everybody said amen.
Amen.
Let's stand.